Well, it's 3:30 in the morning, it's still pretty dark, and I'm just walking up the ramp here and into Terminal 2 at Glasgow Airport, into the entrance. Okay, I'm standing in the middle of the terminal, and I'm just looking onto the pen area, the queuing barrier system, and it's empty. Now, this, of course, would be usually quite a busy time of the year. It's the start of the school holidays, and of course, it's the summer as well, but not a soul at all here, apart from one or two families up in the top corner over there dropping off their bags.
Are you guys just going ahead then?
We're just going to go ahead. Feel sorry for the Tunisians more than anything.
Did you think twice, you know? Talk us through your process over the last few days.
Well, we went down to travel agents to see if the flight was still going ahead. It was going ahead, so we just chose to go. I think it'll be safe now. The security is going to be a lot tighter now. I wouldn't have put myself at risk.
Anderson, travelling to Enfield on flight number TCX3406.
Well, it's now 5:30, and so far this morning I've only spotted around 20 passengers who were checking in for this flight.
For your own safety, please hold on to the handrail when using the escalator.
I'm just walking past some of the shops and the stairs that you go up to security. Just looking up at this information board in front of me, it shows that a Thompson flight from Tunisia has now landed. It's turned green and holidaymakers should be arriving through the gate any minute now. It's now 6:10.
Everybody was just panicking. We didn't know if it was going to strike at the hotel or if it was going to come up near us.
It was really sombre, the whole hotel. But I mean, everybody in Tunisia was nice in the hotel, trying to make us feel relaxed.
It was quite glum, and it was very sad for the Tunisians because that's the end of their economy, basically.
Seeing the jet skis go past me, and I it's hindsight, you think. At the time, I thought, they're a bit close. They're going really fast. But you don't know if it's kids that's hired them or whatever, but it turns out it was them.
Emotional scenes here as families of those arriving run towards their loved ones to give them a big hug. And they're also telling me how they're so glad to be back home here in Scotland.
Over the moon, I feel bad for everybody else that's lost somebody, but I'm so glad that I've got my daughter back. Thank you.